Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and visit At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show, and as always, I'm just always happy to be here. And not only am I happy to be here, but I'm very happy to be here and to be able to help someone out who is a friend of a friend through a friend. But today on the show, we are going to be talking about a charity golf tournament that's going to be taking place in Baltimore, Maryland. And the lovely Julia is going to be joining me to talk about it. Julia is the chapter president of the Baltimore chapter of Jack and Jill, because this charity that we're going to be talking about today, some of the proceeds for that, or maybe, in fact, all of the proceeds for that, are going to be going to a Jack and Jill Foundation. And Julia is going to tell us, you know, exactly where that money is going to be going, but more importantly, how you are able to help with that as well. So let's see if Julia is on the line. Julia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Victoria?
Yes, I can hear you, and so can all of our listeners. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me and providing an opportunity for me to talk about Jack and Jill. I just want to say we're the Baltimore County chapter, because there is a Baltimore chapter.
Okay, great, great. So, again, my correction on that, the chapter president of the Baltimore County chapter. So, Julia, tell all of us a little bit about what it's like for you being president, but more importantly, just about the foundation itself and how you got involved in it.
Well, Jack and Jill is a national organization of mothers. There are chapters across the country, and I have been a member of the Baltimore County chapter for over 14 years now. And actually just became the president in the last month, and so I'm just excited to be the leader of this chapter. It's a great group of moms, about 30-some moms from across Baltimore County, and the organization Jack and Jill is really committed to serving the community, the greater Baltimore community, but also instilling that attitude of service in our children. And so while we are trying to provide the best opportunities for our kids, we're also trying to do that for all children as well. And so that's what this golf tournament is about, is an opportunity for us to raise money and help Jack and Jill, which has a foundation, as well as help local organizations, which every year the chapter gives money to.
I think that's wonderful. And I do want to quickly just get back to the point, Julia, that you talked about. And how I think it's so cool and so important when you talked about to instill a sense of service, you know, in kids, because you and I both know, especially these days in America, kids need so much direction, and because there's so many other things that they can get into, there's so many other you know, opportunities out there for them to do that may not necessarily be good for them. So I think that's great of what you guys are trying to do to instill that sense of giving back and service to them.
Yeah, and we do that, you know, in a variety of ways. Some of our children will be golfing in the tournament, but we do what we call chapter programming. So every month, our different age groups in Jack and Jill, we have 2 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 to 12, and then our teenage age groups do public service activities. For instance, this December, we had a public service bazaar where we had three different stations set up, and we collected shoes for children in Africa through a charity out of Los Angeles. Mm. We wrote cards to veterans and to servicemen through the Postal Services program, and then we did a collection for Baltimore County Department of Social Services of canned goods, and we made holiday baskets for deserving families in Baltimore County. And, you know, we try and do things that all of our children starting at 2 can participate in. We've done,
I think that's great, too, because, you know, I think it's important to start kids early off, and I can just speak for myself that, you know, from the time that I can remember walking, my grandmother always would have me help her out, even if it was at church or, you know, some other organization that she was with, to actually, you know, to spend our weekends to go help out other people. So it is key that you start that at a very early age.
Yeah, and we have two great public service co-chairs, Heather Ross and Danny Best, who really also try, even when our kids are doing programming not related to public service, so it might be social or recreational. For instance, we go on a ski trip every year, and when we go on the ski trip, we collect gloves and hats and mittens for needy kids, and then they find organizations to donate that to. So even when we're having fun, we're trying to instill in our children that attitude of service.
Oh, I just think that is absolutely wonderful. Now, for those of you that have taken the time to join us right now on At Home with Victoria, Julia Hamilton is our guest. She is the chapter president of the Baltimore County branch of Jack and Jill, and these guys have this Father's Day charity golf tournament that is going to be coming up. So she's on here today to promote that, to talk about that, but more importantly, to talk about all the wonderful things that that Jack and Jill is just doing in Baltimore County with the kids and all the good things and services that they are providing out there as well. So, Julie, let's get back to the golf tournament. When exactly is the event, the date and time, and how much are tickets?
Okay, so the golf tournament is Sunday, this Sunday, June the 13th. This is our fifth annual Pre-Father's Day Charity Golf Tournament. It's going to take place at Oakmont Green Golf Course, which is in Hampstead, Maryland. And it's a shotgun start that's at 1 o'clock, and it's $90 per golfer. And we're just looking for, you know, any golfers to come out.
Now, can people actually pay there the day of, or are you asking them to register and pay earlier?
They can pay the day of. They can also contact the chair if they want to pay before that. And it's Maurice Hester Green and her husband, John Green, who are chairing our golf tournament this year. And I can give you his email address, and people can contact him if they would like to pay before. But it's fine to pay the day of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you can do one or two things. When the show is over, you can privately send me that email address or any information, and then I can just go ahead and put it here on the website. So that way, if anybody wants to know what it is, they can just come directly and look on my website for that.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to miss out on the opportunity and not be able to go, especially, you know, since it's a fundraiser and it's going to help a lot of people.
That's great, yes, and we would just encourage anyone that, you know, is interested, that they, if you know golfers that would like to come, you know, it's always a great time. That includes a steak dinner after the golf tournament. If you don't, if you're not a beef eater, you can get a grilled chicken breast, but it includes, you know, giveaway prizes, and we have a raffle and an auction, so it's really a great day for our chapter, but also for the community. Everybody that comes has a great time.
Now, is this one of your biggest charity events that you guys do every year to raise money?
Yes, this is our largest. The other event that we do, we call Bowling for Babies. Again, this is an opportunity for our children to participate, and we do that in the late winter, and we raise money for children's organizations like the Stork's Nest at University of Maryland and at Johns Hopkins that helps pregnant mothers who might need items for their children. So we donate to the Stork's Nest through our Bowling for Babies. But the golf tournament is what allows us to, at the end of the year, make a contribution to the Jack and Jill Foundation and then other organizations. The CADE Foundation, one of our mothers, Camille Hammond, is the executive director of the CADE Foundation, which helps couples, provides grants to couples who are struggling with infertility. And then we give money to She Matters Conference. Another one of our mothers runs a She Matters conference for girls ages, I think, 9 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that every year, so we make a donation there. We have given money to just a variety of programs, the Powell Center, Northwest Hospital, which allows us to have our meeting space, the Benjamin Banneker Museum, just a lot of different organizations.
It sounds like it.
Yeah,
help. I wanted to personally ask you about the Powell Centers, because among the work that you do, I actually listed that particular one on my website for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a producer way, way back in Baltimore, and my television station and I did a charity basketball with the Baltimore City Police. And we had it at one of the Powell Centers. So I really got a chance to see firsthand how important those Powell Centers are, especially to kids that live in those communities. Because a lot of them, you know, don't necessarily, when school is over, have a safe place to go or have a place to go where they can just sort of go and hang out. And the Powell Centers, I just know from firsthand experience, really, really, really help a lot of kids in those communities.
Absolutely, and, you know, again, with the focus of Jack and Jill being on, you know, not only our children but all children and providing opportunities for them to reach their fullest potential, the Powell Center fits right in line with our focus. And so we're able, you know, to give them an amount of money to continue their programming, so hopefully they can help children, as you said, Victoria, that might not have the, you know, opportunity to be exposed to activities in their homes or in their communities by their families, but the PAL Center definitely fills that void, and so we're glad when we can donate to them.
Yeah, I just think that's awesome. So when I saw that, I was so giddy and excited about that because, like I said, I do know about that particular one firsthand. And, Julie, a lot of times when I'm doing my show, a lot of my followers or fans like to email me questions, and I do have a question. This is a young lady who lives in Columbia, Maryland, and she says, congratulations on becoming the chapter president. And she says, also, do you have to live in Baltimore County if you want to help or make a donation to your chapter?
Well, she can make a donation to the chapter. We could use, you know, we would use it for our fundraising efforts. So she could definitely make a donation to the chapter, and I can provide information on who she should contact to do that. And our members have to live in Baltimore County.
Okay. So even if you don't live in Baltimore County, if you just simply want to make a donation of any sort, you can still do that.
We'll take it from all over the world, Victoria.
I had to ask, but it was one of those things where I knew the answer to that. I'm thinking, well, I'm pretty sure. I don't care if you live in Alaska. Julie's going to, you know, they'll be okay to take that money to help some of these
people. Right, exactly.
About that.
Definitely take it, yep.
And I do want to just thank everyone. We have some guests, Julia, that are joining us inside of our chat room. So I want to thank those of you that are joining us to take the time to listen to Julia in her interview and just to be here with us so far this evening. And, again, for those of you that are just tuning in, we're talking about a Father's Day charity golf tournament that's going to be taking place in Baltimore this Sunday. And Julia is on the line, and as I just mentioned, she became, she said just this month, right, chapter president of the Jack and Jill Baltimore County, and she just talked about countless and countless organizations that they donate and give to. So this is their biggest fundraiser of the year, so I just wanted to try to do my part, and all of our fans and folks out there that follow me, that we try to do our part into making it to be a successful program for you. So, Julia, we do have another question. This is a young woman who actually lives in Baltimore County, and she says that, do you guys have a website, or how can she go about finding information if she is interested in joining?
Okay, well, membership is by sponsorship, so mothers have to be sponsored by an existing chapter member.
Mm-hmm.
But we also provide open activities where families in Baltimore County can come and meet other mothers in our chapter and get to know our chapter and the activities. So maybe what I can do, Victoria, at the end of the show is just give you, you know, for membership, you contact this person for donations, this person in golf tournament, another person. So I can provide that, and hopefully the lady that asked that question can then get that information. But she would contact our vice president, which is Judith Britton, and she would be able to let her know about our open activities and how to seek membership in our chapter.
Okay, that's great. So what I will do is when Julie and I are done with the interview, she'll shoot me that email, everyone. Then I'll just take that today within the next hour and put it on the website here so that way you guys can just go there directly. And I'll keep it up with Julia for a long time. So in the event that you know someone wants to get that information, I'll certainly keep it there. And I also want to mention, Julie, I wasn't sure if you knew this, but my show is on iTunes, on Apple, so you can download it as a free podcast, so that information will also be on there as well.
Okay, great. But
also, let's see, we've got another question. This is a question from another resident who lives in Baltimore County. It's more so of a comment, I guess. She says that she has been to one of your functions, or indirectly, I guess, a function that you guys did to help out in a community, and that she knows of your good work, so thank you.
Oh, great. It's always good to hear that we're having an effect and people remember us. Good.
Exactly, yeah. I certainly do agree with you on that. And, Julia, the way that I ended up getting the opportunity to connect with you was, of course, through my friend, fellow journalist and pundit, and she does a million things, Robin. And,
right.
Yes, I always follow Robin and on Facebook and kind of see what she's up to and what she's doing. So pretty much anything that Robin does or supports, it's a given that I'll support and help her out anyway. So that was how I ended up knowing, you know, a lot about the organization and Jack and Jill itself.
Right. And she's been an excellent member of our chapter. I mean, I think this is going on her third year now, and she serves as our corresponding secretary and, I mean, just does a wealth of work to, you know, to help the chapter. I mean, I think we've grown a lot in the last 3 years, and that she is one of the reasons why that we, you know, we've grown. And she is always, you know, trying, using her connections to network for the betterment of our chapter and to, you know, highlight the activities that we're doing. So we're grateful. She teases me about not being as, you know, savvy technology-wise and Facebook and all the things that she does. And we could do this, we could do that, but it is really great to have her, you know, as a member in our chapter.
Yeah, and she is very, very, very computer savvy when it comes to Facebook and all that stuff. Yeah, so I certainly know that myself just from following her. And I don't know if she's going to have time, but I did ask her to call in also on the show today with us to say hi and just to sort of give her a perspective on things and to invite everyone to come out for this fundraiser that that you all have. And speaking of the fundraiser, so do we have any, what, are we just going to have sort of mostly local folks that are going to be coming out, any local celebrities or anything that we need to know about?
No, we don't have this year any celebrities coming out. We are excited that we have female foursomes. As being a women's organization, we get excited about that. So we do have a couple of foursomes that are made up of women, even though it is a pre-Father's Day charity golf tournament. So we're excited about that.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. And again, if you guys are just joining us on At Home with Victoria, I'm Victoria. Julia is with us today. They've got a charity golf tournament that's coming up on Sunday, and the proceeds for that is just going to go to a slew of programs in Baltimore County that mainly focuses on kids and to help kids in after-school programs, education, and you had mentioned one about the helping with, not babies, prenatal care. Was it prenatal care or infertility?
We have the CADE Foundation that helps couples who are struggling with infertility. They give direct grants to couples who might not have the finances to adopt or to go through the, you know, medical treatments that are necessary to conceive. Mm-hmm. And so they have a number of different activities that they do, and we have provided funds to them to continue their work. And we also help women who are, we help the Stork's Nest. We donate money to the Stork's Nest, which helps pregnant women who are going to prenatal care at Johns Hopkins or University of Maryland and are in need of baby items. So they have what they call the Stork's Nest, and mothers can go there and get bassinets and blankets and, you know, strollers and those car seats and things like that. So we've made donations to them as well.
And doing all of this charity work that you do, I'm sure you do it because you love it, but I guess you must get some type of great satisfaction out of doing this. So how does it make you feel to be able to sort of, you know, directly to be able to help others and affect their lives in the way that you and the other women are?
I think it is a lot of satisfaction. I think, again, and as you talked about earlier, Victoria, more importantly, Jack and Jill just really helps me instill that service attitude in my kids. You know, it's great. It's something that I've done, you know, through my sorority life and just, you know, growing up, as you said, just a part of my family is to give. But, you know, unfortunately, in this day and age, there's so many, you know, times that kids are
thinking,
what can I get? What can I do? Me. And Jack and Jill really, I think that it gives that satisfaction that, yes, we're giving to the community, but in all of our children, you know, as privileged as they are, they're getting to see and to see their satisfaction, you know, to see them sitting down and thinking about writing letters to servicemen and veterans and, you know, coming up, I mean, with the things to put inside the cars, not just signing, you know, from the Baltimore County, but, you know, thank you for your service, or it means a lot that you care about our country. You know, those are the type of things that said, yes, this is exactly where, you know, my family needs
right.
to be in the organization.
But, Julia, I think Robin is on the line, so let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Robin, are you there?
You must know my number. Hey.
I do,
it's
because
Robin.
I have it from the last time. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Did you hear Julie and I just got finished talking about you and then what such
yeah,
a wonderful.
Yeah, I was listening to the. That was interesting. Julia must not have known I was listening. But I was listening in for the whole show. I've been sitting here with actually another mom in our chapter, and we've been listening to the entire broadcast, and I didn't call in because there's so much chaos going on in my house. But then when you were like, Robin's going to call in, I was like, darn, I've got to call.
I put you on the spot, huh?
Yeah, so I have the kids being quiet. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I got you. But Robin, while we do have you for a quick second, Julie has been talking about that it's a big fundraiser and just the importance of it. So give us your take on that, too, and why you stay involved in it.
Well, I am a member of the Baltimore County chapter, so I'm very invested in making sure that we raise funds to do what Jack and Jill set out to do, besides raising our children to be good philanthropists and good citizens and future leaders. The other part of Jack and Jill is really helping the communities that your children are from, because I heard Julia mention that a lot of our children are very privileged, but the goal is to make sure that they're also very aware of life as a whole. So I think that that's a big part of it. We've got to make sure that we are in a position to give back. And this is the Baltimore County chapter's largest fundraiser every year. And it's so that's what makes it really important, because what we do in Jack and Jill is throughout the year we raise money. And it's sometimes we raise it in small ways, and sometimes like the golf tournament, we try to do it in big ways. But guess what we do with all of it? We turn it back over, most of it to the community that we're in, and then part of it to Jack and Jill as a whole, which means that we're bettering our community and we're bettering our nation. So that's what makes the tournament worthy. And then it's also a lot of fun. The guy, mostly dads and some moms, they get out there and they golf. They have a great time golfing. They have a good meal. My role is to roll around on one of those carts and hand out water. That's all I can do. but I don't mind doing it. And then Jason's golfing and little Jason's golfing. So we have so much fun doing it. And so as a family, we would participate if we weren't members of the chapter, but we do participate every year.
Well, I just think that's great. And Robin, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and tell the kids they did really good in the background. They were super.
Oh, good. Look, good, because I hear Jason yelling and screaming right now.
Well, we don't hear him, Robin.
Yeah, we don't hear him, Robin. We're good.
Then that's really good. Thank you. And thanks for having
Julia
on.
Thanks,
this has
Robin.
Been a really good interview. I'm loving listening to it.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. So, everybody.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was my girl and good friend, Robin Marks. And Robin is a journalist. And, in fact, you can see her in Baltimore and WMAR. She's on a panel, and the name of it escapes me right now. So if you guys are in Baltimore, just check out WMAR, and you can see her with our Richard Chair. And I think, if I'm correct, I think she's the only female on there, and I can tell you she certainly holds her own. So just find her on Facebook. Robin Marks is her name, and Google her, and you'll find all the good things out and why I love Robin and why everybody else does, because she really does, Julia, do a lot of charity work within the community. Yeah,
absolutely.
Very, very
yeah.
much does. But, Julia, getting back to the whole event, we've only got about 3 minutes left. Can you believe the time went by that fast?
Yeah.
I know. I always say time goes by fast when you're having fun and you're giving out good information. So just mm-hmm. tell us one more time just all the who, what, when, where's about Sunday.
Okay, so it's our fifth annual Pre-Father's Day Charity Golf Tournament. It's Sunday, June the 13th. The shotgun start is at 1 o'clock. It's at Oakmont Green Golf Course, and that's in Hampstead, Maryland. And the address for the golf course is 2290 Golf View Lane, Hampstead, Maryland, 21074. If you're interested in golfing with us, you can come back to Victoria's. Is it your website?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where there will be information on who you should contact. The cost is $90, and if you have not registered, you need to get there a little early. I would say by about 12 o'clock, so we can get you registered, get your information, and so you'll be on at the hole to do the shotgun start at 1 o'clock.
That certainly sounds good for me. And as Julia mentioned, she's going to email the information, so within the next hour I'll get that information onto my website and I'll keep it up there for a while. But Julia, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and to tell us all about all the wonderful things that you're doing. And you always have an invitation to come back whenever you want if you've got something going on,
this
chapter that you need to promote. You know, Robin can find me or you can find me. It's just a matter of a telephone call, and you're more than welcome to come back.
Well, thank you for that invitation, and I'm sure, you know, our chapter will take advantage of it because we're always doing things that I think are important to families. And like I said, especially when we have an open activity where some families might want to come and learn more about Jack and Jill, we'd definitely like to come back so that we can provide you and your listeners with that information.
Well, thank you. Now, I may take you up on one of those open invitations. Just
kind
of
that'd be great. That'd be great.
I'd love to come by and see what you guys do firsthand. That would be great.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Okay, well, Julia, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you. And for those of you that are still with us, we've got a couple more minutes left. And that was Julia Hamilton, and she's the chapter president of the Baltimore County branch of Jack and Jill. And I had heard just a little bit about Jack and Jill, but that's why I love to do these interviews, because it really affords the opportunity for us to really hear in detail, you know, what organizations like the Baltimore County chapter of Jack and Jill, what they actually do. And I got to tell you, they do a lot. They do a lot. So that's why this Sunday's Father's Day Golf Charity Tournament is a big deal for them, because, you know, this is one of the big things that they do to raise money. And you heard a lot of the organizations, from the PAL Centers to the University of Maryland and Hopkins to these women's programs that Julia talked about that they give to. So certainly that money is important. So we just want to make sure that you guys get out there on Sunday. And I did check. The weather is supposed to be nice, so make sure you go out there. And, again, if you haven't registered for the event, like she said, just get there maybe about 12:30 so that you can register. You can go ahead and register and pay on site, but also if you want to register before you get there, then that information is going to be on my website within the next hour. So that way you can just go there, get yourself together, get your caddy, and do all the things that you need to do to have a fun time. And speaking of fun time, as Robin says, it just really does sound like it's a fun time. So if you don't have any plans this Sunday, you know, grab the family and some of your friends and go out there, because you certainly will be helping out a great cause. And if you see Robin out there on one of the little things that drive around the golf course handing out water, make sure you tell her hello and tell her that Victoria says hello, because I could totally see Robin out there doing something like that. And as always, I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria. Don't forget, we've got Jewel Green coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about women and women's issues. We've got folks from Food and Friends in Washington, D.C., that's going to be coming up, and we've got, oh, my goodness, just so many shows that I'm working on in July, and I'll always keep you posted on everything. But as always, again, thanks for listening, and I hope everyone has a great week and weekend.